prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 1 September 2020. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We are so glad you're with us. We're going to bring a gentleman on that I haven't had on for a while. Got to meet him personally about a year ago. He came down to a Bible study and sit with us and did a session with us. His name is Jonathan Alexander. He's with the Liberty Council. We're going to discuss some things that they're doing. And folks, I want to tell you right now, I don't support a lot of organizations because I don't have a lot of faith in what they're doing. I do support Liberty Council because I've watched what they've done, especially in the last few months, defending churches who wanted to have church, but the state told me couldn't. And they're going through all kinds of trouble with the law and courts, and this Liberty Council is helping them in the court battles. And we're going to bring up Jonathan Alexander in a few minutes here. Let him tell you all what he's doing. And if you want to support a group that's willing to fight for what Christian values, period, and take a stand in court with them if they have to, I want you to keep a pen handy. And with the get down on the phone number, he can call and get addresses, and maybe he can send a few bucks once a month to help him out a bit. We try to do that. I'm not a wealthy man. If I were, I'd give him a bunch of money because they certainly have earned it. But before we go to our guest tonight, don't forget we're here tonight on shortwave on 6115 because Melody Seastrom with Discount Gold and Silver is paying the bill for that. Yeah, she is. If you enjoy this program, if you enjoy what we cover here, whether it's with guests or me preaching or anything else, you can thank Melody Seastrom if you listen on shortwave right now on 6115. You can call her up and thank her if you like. Maybe talk to her about your future and some finances you might want to consider. Because, folks, I do believe that the rest of this year is going to get much tougher than we ever imagined. You call her up at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. And don't forget, we're having Bible study this weekend. 11:30 a.m. we start, and get a pen and paper handy. I'm going to give you the phone numbers to listen on, and also how to watch it on live stream. 11:30 to 12:30 Eastern Time, we do current events. At 1 o'clock, we're going to have Pastor Dana Coverstone join us via Zoom, to bring to you his four dreams he's had. I think it's four, maybe five now, and share his thoughts on what he sees coming in this year. And folks, I pray he's wrong. I really do. I pray that I'm wrong also in what I sense in my spirit coming up, especially in November. But if you want to join us, you can join us by just pick up the telephone and call this number. There's two numbers. 605-562-0489. That's 605-562-0489, or you can call 641-741-2866. 641-741-2866, You can go to our website, PastorButch.com, and find live stream, and click on there, and they will be. You'll see on the screen a number that you can call and ask questions, make comments, and folks, you can do it anytime you want to during a Bible study or current events, either one. But this coming weekend is going to be a powerful time. It really is. And speaking of church, something laid in my heart today to bring before you all, and I hope you'll honor this, not for me, but for our Father in heaven. I would like all of us, as much as possible, starting tomorrow, Wednesday, each Wednesday this month. As you know, Brother Dana had one of his dreams that the church needs to get on its knees and pray this September, desperately pray for strength for what lies ahead, because as his dream said, the Lord kept telling him to brace yourself, things are coming. I would like for all of us, every Wednesday this month, as much as you possibly can, and I know some can't, but do what you can, to fast on Wednesdays and pray Wednesdays. If you can get anywhere off by yourself where you can pray just between you and your Father, please do that. Ask for guidance, for strength, for wisdom, and for knowledge of what to look for coming in the next few months. And pray for one another. Pray for me. I'll pray for you. I do believe, folks, and I pray that I'm wrong with this. In my spirit, though, I sense a dreadful thing coming up, probably starting in November. Starting right away, I think, this month. But increasing right on through November, and who knows what's going to happen after the election, if there's an election. I urge you, please, if you would, starting tomorrow, every Wednesday this month, and there are five Wednesdays this month, please, fast as best you can, and pray as long as you can, for our Father shows what to do. I'll be announcing this weekend at church also, asking our church members, please, to do the same thing. Fasting and prayer, folks, is a powerful tool when used for the glory of God. Well, keep that in mind, please. And don't forget, we're offering, my teaching on the Mark the Beast. I'll offer it through this week, and I won't quit offering and talk about it. But the Mark the Beast teaching is an hour long. I think you'll be very glad if you get a copy of that on DVD or CD, but I would recommend DVD. And listen to the 20-minute explanation that Dr. Cassie Majet give on what's in the COVID vaccine. And she gives it, some of it, in tears in her eyes. Choking back tears. You're going to want to see this, is all I can say. You do with it as you please. We ask a donation of $10 to get it to you. You can call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And leave it a credit card or debit card with Lisa. We'll get that to you this coming Thursday, or you can call Thursday if you like, or just call and get her address and write to us. Either way you want to do it. But I urge you to get it. Now, last night I had Stan Johnson on a book he wrote, How Pre-Trib Won. Now, folks, I do not agree with everything in that book as far as his theology. I don't. But it's a book that I'm very proud to offer because it shows the fallacy of the pre-trib theory. And it's a theory, folks. It's not biblical. As you said last night, you can get one book. We have them at the ministry for $20. But the deal is you can get 10 books pre-wrapped for $40. $4 a piece and give them to your friends and family. I'll have an office here hopefully by this week or no later the next week. One book is $20. 10 books is $40. Just put in your letter or call in, tell Lisa how I want the book, how pre-trib won. I want 10 of them for $40 or just get one for $20, whatever you want to do. But we want you to have them, folks, because I think we find this very important. Many, many thousands of people, maybe millions of people, are going to be very, very disappointed in the very near future, I do believe, because of this trickery of the pre-trib rapture theory. Now, tonight we're going to talk to, I said, Jonathan Alexander. And folks, I don't need to tell you that America is changing, do I? Actually, no, America has already changed. What was once a somewhat God-fearing nation has turned its back, but mostly on God all over. And now, places that used to be at least respected, churches, and pastors and Christians that were somewhat respected, are being trampled on, as we said, and Christ warned us in Matthew chapter 5, and that would happen, that this would happen to us if we didn't maintain our solidness and our righteousness before the world, and we haven't done so well with that, so this is what's happening. But nonetheless, the nation has changed in a point that's lost respect for anything godly. Matter of fact, they want to tear down Jesus Christ statues and anything to do with Christ. Tear them down as they have the Confederate statues and other statues in this country. And folks, I'm just telling you, the nation has changed in our lifetime. And it's just a sad situation that this has all happened. But it doesn't change the fact that it has happened. So please understand that we have got to stand together in this. And I'm asking for prayer. Please keep a prayer this come month, because we need to get before our Father and ask Him to show us what we need to do and how to live the next few months. And Jonathan Alexander, are you there?
I am, Pastor Butch. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, you're more than welcome, my friend. More than welcome. I mean that. I hope that you understand that tonight I want to honor you and your organization, because you all have earned it. Greatly earned it.
We praise God for being able to stand in the gap and represent the truths of the gospel as they have been, sought to be kicked out of the public square. It's a role and an opportunity that God has given us, a particular expertise that He's given us in allowing us to use the law to defend His gospel. And we hope to do so. And we're so encouraged by you and other pastors that are standing firm and holding fast your pulpit and to the truth of God's word.
Well, we didn't miss a beat in our little fellowship, and you've been there. You know it's not huge, but we didn't miss a beat, and we won't miss a beat on it. Matter of fact, we sent a letter to the governor and tell him where we meet and when we're going to meet. We're not going to miss a beat. We're not going to obey man over God. That's all there is to it. And we're not doing it at all, Jonathan, to be show off ears. Look at us. That's not it. But if the church doesn't stand up for what's right, who's going to do it?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. God is entrusted only to one group of people, His word, His complete word, and the instructions of how society should live, how we should interact with our families, even how a person should think and feel every day. He's only entrusted that to the church and through His Bible. But society now is trying to kick us out of the public square and not even allow us to meet with each other and encourage one another and sing to one another so that we could be stronger and bolstered in our faith.
Well, we know this is a sign of the time, Jonathan, and it's sad to see a nation like America, and to see that what was once respected is now being mocked. And I mean, they're destroying our history. Whether you agree with it or not makes a difference. They're destroying our history and our foundation. They're destroying everything that we hold dear as a nation. And now they're coming after the church. They want to tear down statues of Christ and tear down crosses and everything else that represents Christianity. And they call this a name of oppression or freedom. We're destroying ourselves. But thank God that you're out there with your organization. You're stepping in the gap and defending these pastors and these churches. I appreciate that. Tell us a little bit about some of the things y'all been into last few months.
So once again, we've had cases open in about 38 different states across the country. I mean, we were through Easter up until today completely busy. I mean, working around the clock, not getting much sleep. Our attorneys are filing several briefs a day. And that work, although it's slowed down slightly in terms of we're not getting as much calls in from pastors. I think we did set out a really good plan for pastors to follow. But now we're following up. So many of the initial cases that we won, many of the initial injunctions that we won for pastors to be able to open their churches are now being challenged and appealed in higher courts. So we're still working. Thankfully, we're able to whittle it down to four main states and four main circuits across the country where we're putting most of our efforts. And that's really what we've been up to in the past few days.
Well, now, I know you win several cases in the courts. I know that. I see that. I follow along with what you're doing and get your updates. Mm-hmm. And it's remarkable. But with the final, have you went through all the stages of these churches, some of these churches, to get these charges dismissed completely? Have you gotten that far yet with any of them?
Yeah, some of them. So in Illinois, particularly with Elim Roman Pentecostal Church, a very important church. So this is a Romanian church in Illinois. They're fighting up against the governor there, Governor Pritzker. They're also fighting against Mayor Lightfoot, who's made plenty of headlines in the past few months. It's important that it's a Romanian church because this church was formed by a group of immigrants escaping persecution in Romania. They knew persecution in a communist nation, and they came to the U.S. for religious freedom, and now they're being told that they can't practice. And they're like, no, we've seen this gameplay before, and we're not going to back down. Thankfully, even after they've received threats to have their building bulldozed and their parking lots destroyed, they still held on to church, were able to file appeals as high up to the U.S. Supreme Court. And all along the way, we've been winning on their behalf.
And who threatened to bulldoze the church and tear up the parking lot?
Yeah, if you can imagine this. So this is the city of Chicago.
The mayor.
Sent a letter.
Mayor Lightfoot.
The mayor.
Yeah.
Mayor Lightfoot, yeah. And she's made plenty of headlines. She sent a letter saying that she was going to condemn the building, basically using a law that hasn't been used in over 80 or so years that applied only to asbestos, and basically said this is such a public nuisance or public harm that she's going to have summary abatement on the building, which means they could come in with bulldozers and destroy a physical church. And that is beyond anything that we've ever even had to consider in the United States. But she was emboldened by Governor Pritzker's orders, emboldened by an entire left-wing liberal ideology that seeks to place a temporary health scare over the fundamental rights of our First Amendment and our ability to practice that in the public square.
Well, I do believe because of the lifestyle this so-called mayor lives, and folks, she is a lesbian. She has a female. She's the husband of the group, I guess, and the other one's the wife of the group. She is a sexual deviant, not a pervert. No point kind of cutting this. What she is, she literally hates what the church stands for, because we believe in the laws of God and in the morality taught in the scriptures, and she hates the church. It's not really about health, I don't think. This health issue was an excuse maybe for her to start attacking churches. But thank God the church said, no, we're not backing down. And thank God Liberty Council was there to defend them. Because most churches, I know this, Jonathan, I know our little fellowship, we couldn't afford a high price lawyer to defend what we're doing. We couldn't do it. Thank God you're all out there to do this and help them out with this. The real reason they're shutting these churches down are not because of COVID, because they don't want the church to be there in the first place.
Right. They hate the church. They hate the light of the church. They hate the fact that the church is protected. They hate that the citizens around them, their neighbors, are driving in at 11 a.m. every Sunday and worshiping God and bringing that love back to the community. Men love darkness rather than light. Scripture says it. And they've used this opportunity, the pretext of the so-called spread of a virus, to shut down or attempt to shut down individuals' ability to worship. As you mentioned, they were face of a formidable force. We wish more pastors stood up, but I do think the right pastors have stood up and have definitely told government that here's a line that you will not cross. You will not impede our right to worship.
Well, I will say this, and I'll say it very boldly. The true churches have stood up, and the real pastors have stood up. The rest, I question their validity and their sincerity in Christ. I truly do. I truly do. I question their fear. We're not given a spirit of fear. Are we more afraid of a virus than are of the laws of God and his commandments? Are we going to obey that or be fair to that, obey man over the laws of God? Peter said in Acts 5:29, we'll obey God over man every time. So the real churches did not close. The real pastors stood up and said, no, for me and my flock, we're going to worship our God. We're going to do what's right. We're going to preach the gospel, spread the truth. And whether you like it or not, we're going to be here. Now, that's the kind of men and women I like to stand side by side in a trench and say, I know they got my back because I trust them.
Absolutely. And we hope to encourage more pastors. I think we can look over to California right now. Probably is the state currently where we are actively litigating. Probably the state right now that has some of the most onerous restrictions. They are not just banning church as in gatherings with several people, but they're banning in-home Bible studies. If you gather in your home in California with occupants outside of your home and there's more than 10 of you, you are committing an illegal act, and that is sufficient for, I think it's $1,000 fines every day that you do it and up to a year in jail. We're talking in-home Bible studies, exactly what you do in your home in West Virginia. This is in California. This goes beyond anything that we could have ever imagined be the case for American citizens to have to grapple with, that even in-home Bible studies are considered illegal.
Well, again, somebody's got to say no, and thank God these people are saying no. And right now, right. We'll say the big guns of the state are fighting or against them, but we know who owns the biggest guns, and it's not the state of California. We know who's in charge of this. But, brother, I hate to say this, but I'm a bit on you, of course, but I cannot believe I'm seeing this actually happen in this country where the church is under direct attack from state governors and mayors who don't believe what the church is doing. They despise what's right. I'm seeing it with my own eyes. It's hard to believe that this is going on in America.
Yeah, it's beyond anything that I think we were prepared to face it, to fight. Thankfully, within the first few days of us seeing these orders come out, we realized that the threats to liberty that we've been articulating all along, that this was how they were going to come about. You know, it wasn't going to be, you know, them kicking down your doors and taking your guns, but it has been in certain situations, but it wasn't going to be that across the board. It was going to be slow encroachment.
Yes.
Against an individual's liberty and against their rights. And ultimately, you know, we saw many people give up those fundamental rights. I say they weren't going to kick down your doors, and I mistakenly said that because they did do that to a pastor in Florida. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown was the first case in Florida where, having helicopters overhead and the streets lined with deputies, walked up to his door. He opened the door, and the first thing they said, "Are you packing? Do you have a gun on you?" Which, you know, it's an unlawful order, an arrest order that they were executing. It's unlawful to ask a citizen that question. You know, he had absolutely done nothing wrong. He had a constitutional right both to carry and a constitutional right to meet in church that Sunday previous. But we saw them, under the pretext of this so-called health crisis, take away fundamental rights from an individual.
Well, I want you to think on this concept, and I'll be glad to talk about more if you'd like to know more about it. But I want to make this, if I can, this point very quickly. And I don't know how to say this except straight up and down. It is not our right to meet. It's not our right to carry. It's our duty to meet and our duty to carry. God does not give rights. He gives blessings. He gives duties for us to follow and obey, and He blesses us because we do it. When God says that we're not to forsake Him and self together, that's not a right. That's a duty before God. You see, a right is something that you can choose to either use or ignore. But when you look at it as a duty, you can't ignore it. It's a duty before God, no matter what the cost man may want to put on for you doing it. If you serve God, you've got to fly in man's face sometimes and against his laws. So it's much more than a right, brother. It's a duty of for God's people to meet in worship, to defend themselves and one another. It's a duty before God to do this. It's much more than a right. We have got to understand that. Rights can come and go at our desires. But a duty to a really born-again believer is something they cannot ignore or give up. It's a duty.
I think you're absolutely right. I can't state it any more plain than that. God has given to mankind, I think even from the earliest point in the garden, working and keeping the garden, but also saying man's chief end is to have an interaction with Him.
Yes.
Him coming down to the garden every day was Him reminding man, this is what you are required to do every day. And every law, every society should stem from that first interaction that mankind had with God in the garden, where He dwelled with them and then gave us a job to do, to work and keep the garden, but all pretext, all premise under the fact that He was going to dwell with us. Our duties have come from that. Our duties of worship come from that, and government does best when they recognize that and they don't stand in the way of us exercising that duty.
Well, as some of our founders once said, and we understand too, biblically and foundationally for this country, it's our duty to oppose unrighteous rule. It's our duty to stand up and say no to these unlawful acts that man try to do. We have to do that. You know, nowhere in the Bible does it tell us to obey a wicked leader and deny God. Nowhere. It's just the opposite, completely opposite. We're not to obey man's government over God. If they were, then the three Hebrew children sinned, Daniel sinned, Peter sinned, Christ even sinned, Paul sinned.
Right.
So, no, we do not owe allegiance to man. We owe allegiance to God Almighty. And we cannot count this as rights. We got to count them as duties. It's nice to have the Bill of Rights written out. I understand why they did that. But they should have put in there, this is our duty, these are our duties before God.
Right. I think you're absolutely right.
And that's why in this mess, people just have chosen to ignore their rights or their duties, and they call them rights so they can have them slide if they want to. But no, this is much more than a right. Go ahead.
Right. No, I agree, and this message needs to continue to be carried to all levels of government, from the local magistrate all the way up to the president. I know, much is going to be said in the next few weeks and the next few months, certainly, about this upcoming election, where there is a very clear decision that believers are going to have to make all up and down the ticket, right? It's not just the president, but senators, the congressmen and women, our mayors and governors, several of them are up for election. And we're going to have to make a very clear decision on whether or not we will elect into office men and women that recognize our duties before God and don't hinder them.
I agree. Totally agree. I wrote a chapter in a book that I'm writing, working on another book right now, and this chapter is entitled Three C's of Tyranny and Destruction. Tyranny and Damnation: Cowardice, Complacency, and Compliance. Those three C's will take you to tyranny and damnation every time.
I think you're actually one of the C's that I think government has used to combine all those is censorship. So government, in conjunction with these tech conglomerates and media has censored this message, censored any opposition to what is the main parlance of the day, where you're not allowed to speak against these actions by the governors. You're not allowed to speak against these communist organizations like Black Lives Matter, but you can only speak the parlance of the day. I'm definitely not going to rewrite that chapter, but censorship is a way that they try to coalesce the seeds that you mentioned and try to force their rule on it.
That's true. That's very true. But complying to the censorship is one of the three C's. Complying.
Absolutely.
Compliance. We just absolutely cannot do this. We're not out here trying to pick a fight. We're trying to worship our God and obey His commandments and be good people, good citizens, if you will, to love our neighbors, take care of our neighbors, and do what's right, provide for our families. That's all a true believer wants to do. No true believer wants to pick up a gun and defend themselves. No one wants to do that. And any true believer does not want to harm anybody else. But it's our duty. And that's why, as you know, I do carry a gun. And I'm not ashamed of it. I carry it everywhere I go. I don't care where I go, I carry a gun. And I'm not ashamed of that fact, because it's my duty before God to defend myself and my wife and those around me if I have to. So we can ignore that and say, but the law says I can, so I'm not going to. Or we can do what God says. It's our choice. But one day we're going to answer to the Supreme Court. And it's not going to be in Washington, D.C.
I think you're absolutely right. One of the only benefits that...
Hang on to the break. Don't lose that thought, okay? Hang on to the break.
All right.
Folks, next half hour, take a phone call. You want to talk to a man that's on the front lines and a group that's doing their best, please give us a call. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store foods available for all the right reasons. Go to themana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war.
This is war.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we're back in. We're talking to Jonathan Alexander. He is with the Liberty Council. And I'm going to have him give you a phone number in a minute to where you can call and ask him maybe for some literature and to receive their magazine, perhaps their news, their updates, and support him if at all possible, folks. I promise this is worth it. You've heard what they've done. You heard what they're involved in. And they're winning cases against perverted sexual deviants like the mayor of Chicago. And they've took a stand against governors, and he won in Florida. Big win in Florida, Pastor Brown. I'm going to try to have Pastor Brown on the radio show sometime in the very near future. These are the kind of people, folks, that you and I need support. I know none of us out there listening probably are wealthy people. I realize that. I know that. But $10 a month will go a long ways if 100 people do it. It really will. It'll help. These people are picking up cases at their own expense, going into the courtrooms, and defending these people that are trying their best to simply obey the word of God without being harassed by the so-called laws of the land. The lines are open, 844-769-2944. Now, you were about to make a statement right before we went to break, and I don't remember what it was. Do you remember what it was?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was just going to say, the only advantage of this is, so our office is in D.C., and so I go in quite regularly. The city's empty. And most of the agencies, some 22 agencies, U.S. agencies, don't have any staffers in behind their desk taking phone calls or meeting with people, which I think is great. I think it's pretty amazing that the government is able to run with so little people, and so little people are considered essential. I just the thought that I thought draw a silver lining in all that's going on.
Well, it would be really good if they took them off the payroll, too. That would help a little bit, too.
Yeah, that would help.
There you go.
Yeah.
Go ahead and finish that off if you want to.
That's it, Pastor Butch. Just that commentary, yeah.
Well, now, of course, you're back, and you're out there, and I don't know what you do with them. What is your main job with Liberty Council?
So my main job, I'm active on the Hill, on Capitol Hill, so meeting with senators and representatives and the Congress and the Senate, trying to get good laws passed. You know, some of the bedrock principles that we have in the Constitution, you want to make sure that any law that's put forward are consistent with those things. And so, you know, the number of religious liberty issues that we're able to help push forward in the past, not 2 years, but 2 years previous when we had both the House and the Senate under Republican control. And so we have, my day-to-day role is interacting with folks on Capitol Hill. I also have a very active outreach to the White House where I talk to the White House probably even more than I talk to most of my colleagues. I talk to the White House at least once every 24 hours. If not once or twice a day. And it's been a favorable administration for our issues. They've been able to help push a lot of religious freedom initiatives along. Of course, you know, any president in the situation was going to have a tough time dealing with this manufactured medical crisis.
Amen.
But nevertheless, they've been good, and was able to be in the vice president's office this past May, and he commended the Liberty Council for the work that we did for one particular church in Virginia, where a audience of only 16 people meeting in an auditorium that could hold 295 people were told that they had to shut down. And the vice president was able to say that went beyond the pale of what government should be doing. And so when I sat down with him in person, he was able to thank us. And so, you know, it's just one example of how our work spans not only all over the country, but in all branches of government and reaches to the highest levels of elected officials.
Well, now, you say you talk to the White House. Who do you talk to in the White House normally?
Folks on staff, so, deputy assistants to the president, special assistants to the president and vice president, their chiefs of staff. So maybe one or two conversations away from the president or vice president. And there are times, so at least two times in the past year, I've spoken face-to-face with the vice president. One time in the past year, this is back in February, I spoke face-to-face with the president, got to share some issues with him, able to sit down and have lunch with the vice president. He's invited me around the table to have lunch. So the conversations are ongoing on a day-to-day basis. It's with his staff, so deputy assistants and special assistants to both the president and vice president.
Well, I think you receive our magazine, news magazine, do you not, via email?
I haven't yet. I'm very familiar with it. I haven't received recent copies of it, but I am.
I just sent one up today. I don't know if you're on the list or not, but I just have a picture here of Ben Franklin and looks like Washington Jefferson sitting around a table, and it looks like Jefferson maybe the one talking says, "Guys, I read it 10 times. It's a full color picture. There is no way anyone with an IQ higher than a garbage can interprets this to say the government has the right to shut everything down. I mean, it actually says the exact opposite." So, right. I thought that was a fitting first page for this month's magazine.
Oh, you're absolutely right. It's we've had those frank conversations. Believe me, and. So some states have been favorable from the beginning. We were talking over the break about Florida, Florida's Governor Santis, and Texas's Governor Abbott, South Dakota's governor, that have all been favorable to our cause and have not shut down churches, or if they did shut down every other business, if it treated churches as the essential entities that they are. So we've had good conversations with honestly, Republican governors, but it's, you know, these Democrat governors in blue states that are using this opportunity to soak up all the power that they've wanted. And they've been very creative at their evil, very creative in the ways that they've shut down our ability to operate and perform our religious duties to God.
Government has no authority to shut down any private business, and nor churches. They have no authority at all.
Pardon?
They have no authority to quarantine healthy people. They have no authority for that. It's not, and this goes way beyond the Constitution. It's not in the Constitution either, but it's way beyond that. This is way beyond that. This is going into the supreme law of the land, which is the Word of God. Government has no authority to do this, and the people are the ones to blame. I know this makes some people mad, but I don't care. You can't blame government because we cowered in a corner. You can't blame it for that. And I see it, I still see it going on. You can't blame it for that, brother. There's no way, because they don't have the authority, nor do they have the power if we all stood up. They can't put us all in jail.
Right. So, I 100% agree with, or 100% agree with you. We're looking at some of the numbers for this so-called pandemic. When they said it was 100,000 people or over 100,000 people that have died in the U.S., CDC just releasing on their website that it is maybe just 6% of that.
Yes.
Maybe 9,000 people that died via 6%, which is something like 0.0000003% of the population was affected by this disease. Impossible to use this pretext to usurp these duties and rights that we have to operate.
Well, I have in front of me right now the death toll here in West Virginia from January 1st, 2019 to August 30th, 2019. Then I have this year's from January 1st, 2020 to August 2020. The number that died in the state from all causes last year, the total was 13,398 through August. This year, with this dreaded COVID disease, this virus, 13,225 have died, which is 173 less than died last year.
Makes no sense. But,
I mean,
of course, you know,
there is no sense. But see, tyrants don't work on common sense, nor do they work on the idea that they have to obey anybody but themselves.
Right. That's a very good point. Not only are we seeing this from the top down, the tyranny from the top down, but this new development that we're seeing across the country with these rioters and these looters who are being treated by a double standard. Think of our case in California where churchgoers are being fined $1,000 every week that they go to church, individual churchgoers. But in L.A. County, you'll have 100,000 protesters
out
in the streets, obviously not social distancing, clamoring around and destroying, physically rioting, looting, and destroying buildings, all, you know, for what really is amounting to a communist uprising.
That's
so
what
have,
it is. It is. It
right,
is.
You have the pressure coming down from the top, the pressure coming down from the bottom, and all it's doing is seeking to crush those average Americans, Bible-believing Americans who want to go up about their day raising their families and caring for their loved ones and worshiping their God. We're the ones being crushed.
Well, you know, the leader of this Black Lives Matter situation is a Marxist, and she admits it.
Yeah.
This is a Marxist movement.
Yeah.
You know that.
They're very open on their website. I mean, they claim Karl Marx. They say that they want to destroy the nuclear family. Their goal is to destroy the nuclear family. Their goal is to remove the face of Black civil rights as being men. They want to replace Martin Luther King's and the men that represented Black civil rights during the 60s. They want to remove that, and they want to remove the men out of the home. They want to replace it with government. They want to replace it with social, what they call social community raising, where they're basically sharing your children with your neighbors and with the state. It is pure out of Karl Marx's communist manifesto, and they're being emboldened by these leftist governors that have no spine, but are taking full advantage of the situation to allow these communists to run rampant through the streets.
Well, we met each other once in person at a little fellowship, and got to meet your beautiful wife and spend some time with you all at dinner. You've met us, and I have been called more than once a racist and an anti-Semite and all matter of things because the way I preach, if somebody preaches against evil, I don't care if it's black or white, pink or purple people doing it. If it's wrong, it's wrong. But you met us personally, and I'd like to tell this group that I know they've heard that I'm racist. Just how racist is our little fellowship?
I wouldn't even. I can't even give them credibility. I won't let someone attribute that to my saying. But we're brothers in Christ, and that's the love that I felt from the first time that I've met you. Through every time we've interacted, true brothers in Christ that have zero regard for the pigment on our skin or how much time one of our ancestors spent in the sun versus the other one. I mean, it made no difference. We have more in like-mindedness, more in our appreciation for the truth of God's word than I have with an unbeliever who looks just like me. You know, he could be my twin, but you, Pastor Butch, since, you know, you believe in the Bible, we look a lot more alike than someone that physically looks like me.
I totally agree. I tell people, I don't care what color you are, if you were true believers, you could live side by side in the community and never need a cop.
Right.
You're absolutely right. Color skin is, and I don't mean picking. I really hate the blacks were slaves 170 years ago, and I know there are many white slaves. I know blacks owned slaves also, and during before and after the war even, but that's in the past, for goodness sake.
Right.
You know
the so-called system that the Black Lives Matter seeks to rid black people from isn't existing on the same scale that it is anymore. There's been so much progress since that time. But they're using these small examples of negative interactions between those in the African-American community and those in law enforcement they're using that, just like a pretext of COVID, but they're using that pretext to really usher in a communist uprising.
Well, this is off topic, but I will say this. I don't care what color your skin is. If you're a worthless man, you're a worthless man.
Right.
Put it that way. You can be a murderer and be white, black, pink, and purple. It makes no difference. You're still a murderer. Now, let's get over this. What's on the outside that matters as far as getting along with somebody. That's not true at all.
Right.
At all. But anyway, so folks, the line's open. If you want to call and have any questions, you're welcome to call 844-769-2944. And write down this phone number. Now, if this is wrong, Jonathan, correct me. The work number is 407-875-1776. You can call Liberty Council and talk to them. Ask for some literature. Get on their list. If they receive the magazine, send them $20 if you can. But please, people, these people are out on the front lines every day, standing in the gap between tyranny and our liberty in Christ, trying to make us understand, have to help the feds, everybody else understand, that these people are not doing something to be contrary, and doing it because they have to in the name of their God. The number is 407-875-1776. Please write that down and call them. 407-875-1776. So, what's your next move coming up, Jonathan, as an organization? What are you facing now?
There's a number of things that we're trying to do. I think, you know, everyone has to have a response for government tyranny. One area that we're attempting to stop is the next step in government overreach, which is going to be forcing people to take vaccines. And we've already had the governor of Virginia and his Department of Health officials say that they're going to force everyone to take vaccines. I know they're going to try to force kids to take vaccines before they go to school. I know they're going to force people to take vaccines before they are entered back into their workplace or you're getting on planes. We're stopping vaccines or trying to push against vaccines, not only for folks that have religious objections to it, but also just philosophical and moral objections to it. And also for a third reason, we now know that the leading vaccines in the U.S. will have aborted fetal tissue.
Absolutely.
So the research that has been done and even the strain itself of vaccines will carry the cells and stem cells of dead babies. And so we're pushing very hard against this. First through education, like we're doing now, just sharing with people this is what's coming up. Coming down the pike, but also, you know, at the highest levels of governments, we've been letting our voice be heard as well, that these vaccines are untellable. We're not going to bow the knee and take vaccines, and certainly in the way that they're being developed, if they continue to use aborted fetal tissue, that, you know, funding can't be used towards that.
Well, you know, this actually changes somebody's DNA, and that's true. It does, folks, and that's what got the world judged the first time around. But have you by any chance been able to see a 20-minute video by Dr. Cassie Majet discussing the vaccine?
I'd love to watch it, and
you go to my website. Go to the website pastorbutch.com. Pastorbutch.com. Look under Health News. Look for Dr. Cassie Majet, M-A-D-J-I, I believe they're J-A, M-A-D-J-A. Look up, 20 minutes long. You see her talking, even in the last part, especially choking back tears, trying to tell us what's in that. It has nanobots in it, which go through your body and literally take over every organization in your body, every group, everything in your body. Everything you do will be recorded. Now, she said this. I didn't. So I'm going to say, they'll even know when you have sex. That's how invasive this is.
Well,
now, this is for real stuff. It will make you a part of a computer system. Let's put it that way.
We
can't do this.
Right. No, we absolutely can. And so, you know, we're already pivoting towards that. Much of our efforts is pivoting towards that. We've had calls with pastors. I think we had over 500 pastors on a call earlier today. We'll be able to release the video on our website in the next few days after it's edited. But talking about this, and I have calls on the Hill with folks in Congress, but also in the White House. I've been pushing this since mid-March. Been telling them that this is something that we will not stand for whatsoever. It's an uphill battle. Of course, every time there's, you know, a lockdown, the governor says, well, as soon as we have the vaccine, things will open. So folks that want to get back to regular life will be tempted to take these vaccines. And so we're doing our part in trying to educate folks, but also, you know, let government and people know that, you know, this cannot be mandatory. This cannot be something that we're forced to take.
Well, you know, I did a teaching the first day of August at a Bible study entitled Deceived into the Mark. And I made a point, try to make a point, that we all have become accustomed, Jonathan, to interacting with government and government officials and other people on a commercial scale. I mean, we have to have a Social Security number to work or to do business. We have to have a driver's license. These are all commercial entities, commercial documents that allows us to do business and to travel and do things we have to do. Well, the Mark the Beast is also commercial. You can't buy or sell without it. That's commercial, is it not?
You're absolutely right.
So if this shot means you can't go back to work without it, you can't go to school without it, you can't go on a plane without it, is that not commercial?
Yeah.
Well, that should tell us something. If they're trying to force right. us, that should tell us something.
Yeah. I mean, Scripture has always said, you know, the spirit of the times, the spirit of the Antichrist, it's always alerted us to the same thing. That this is what it's going to look like. This is how it's going to look like. It takes discerning people that know their Scripture to call it out. But sometimes you just want to shake your neighbor and say, hey, it's right there in your face. This is exactly what's going on. We were warned about this.
Well, I certainly, I'm so honored that you're doing that. Who knows? I may have to call one day and tell you, Jonathan, we're facing the same thing here. We're going to have to get together on this because this battle is not going to go away for a while. It isn't.
Right.
And election's coming up, and I'm saying this sincerely. I've never said this before in all my years in radio. We may not have an election. Now, I'm saying that sincerely. But if we do, no matter which side wins, all hell's going to break loose.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
So there's nothing to look forward to in this coming fall in the election. There's nothing to look forward to. We'll get Trump in. Well, that may be true. I'm not saying that isn't going to happen, or vice versa might happen. But no matter who wins, the rift is so severe now, we'll never get it healed. No one can heal it, Jonathan, Jesus Christ, through repentance. But people don't want to hear that part. They want to do it their own way. They want to do it in their own terms. Without repentance and turning back to God, this nation cannot be healed, can it?
No, you're absolutely right. That is the one balm that can heal a sin-sick soul. That balm of Gilead, the Word of God in Scripture.
Yes.
And to bring it full circle, you know, He's only entrusted the church to carry that truth out. And to the church, He's given them a shepherd who is the pastor that ought to be behind his pulpit every Sunday preaching these truths. I just want to make one quick announcement.
Sure.
This Thursday at 3 p.m. at lc.org, and I'll send you the link if you'll be able to share it with folks. We're having a Pastors Under Fire live event, and it'll be an event where Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, Pastor Shay Ahn, from the church in California that we mentioned, and Pastor Inescu from Illinois. So Florida, Illinois, and the pastor in California will all be sharing with Matt Staver, my boss, who you know, on a live event at Thursday at 3 p.m. And the website is lc.org, but folks can tune in. I'm not sure if there'll be a Q&A available, but you'll at least be able to witness the interactions between these three pastors on different sides of the country, literally, all who decided to take a stand against the government.
Amen.
It's one thing I commend to our listeners tonight.
All right, folks, you heard it. LC.org?
Yes, LC.org.
That's Liberty Council, folks, LC.org. And again, if you want to contact Liberty Council, and I would urge you so strongly to please help me if you can, please. 407-875-1776. And Jonathan, if they want to email you, how can they email Liberty Council?
So my direct email is jona@lc.org. So the first four letters of my name, jona@lc.org. And that's a great way, you know, to interact with folks that have heard my voice, and we can communicate on any number of these issues that we discuss. If they want to email the firm generally, It's info@lc.org, so info@lc.org. That's our, you know, generic email where you can fill out a contact sheet, as it were, and someone will get back to you. The landing page is lc.org. My email is jona@lc.org, and info@lc.org is another way to get in touch with us.
Joe, jona@lc.org, right?
Yes, jona is the first four letters of my name.
Oh, gotcha.
Yes.
@lc.org.
That's it.
Okay, gotcha. jona@lc.org. Folks, email him, call him. Get with them. I know the line's been quiet tonight, which means you're listening, but I want you to be familiar once again with the group that I am so honored to be part of, as far as being able to have on the broadcast, talk about these things. Maybe sometime, Jonathan, if Matt would do us the honor, I'd like to have you on sometime and talk to us also.
Oh, absolutely. It's a little late on the East Coast, so I get the privilege of being with you on the air now, but I'm sure that we can be able to get that on his schedule.
I love to do that. I really would. I love to meet sometime face-to-face, shake his hand for what he's doing. And I do want to thank you one more time. I know that you're a busy man. Your schedule is very, very hectic. I realize that. And what you're doing is no let-up. I mean, it's a constant hammering doing this. And I try to respect your privacy as much as possible, because I know you have very little time to relax. But I thank God you're out there. And that you got our back, so to speak. I want to thank you and the whole group for doing that. And you pass that on to your organization. Pass on to Matt Staver that, for whatever it's worth, this old hillbilly preacher respects him.
Well, it's worth more than you know. I mean, the fuel to our fire, the encouragement that wakes us up literally every morning, what I think about, what I know the firm thinks about, because we pray about this stuff, we share requests, it's the pastors. And on Sunday, you know, we're all at 11 a.m. doing the same thing. We're worshiping with our church. Then we all get home and do something, which is great. We get on Facebook Live, and we're sharing threads, even on the organization's Facebook, of pastors from across the country that are holding their services. So we were so encouraged by pastors. With pastors on staff, our ministry and outreach is to pastors and Christians. So not just isolate pastors, but Christians of all stripes. So encouraged by the prayers and support that you all have given us over the years. We just hope to be fit for this task that God has given us. It's a profound task in what we go up against, but it's a very simple task because we're just doing the work of God.
It's a direct shot for what's right. And may I call you? You have to go off the air briefly if you don't mind.
Yes, please. Look forward to it.
Okay, I'll give you a calm compliments. Folks, we love you. My grace, God, will see you tomorrow night with Jane McCandy. And a lot more to talk about. So you all have a wonderful night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.